It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today is January 2nd, 2024. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great holiday season. Hope you came up with a good New Year's weight loss resolution to remove all the pounds you just gained. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Click subscribe, notifications, and tell everybody about us, you know. We need your help for sure. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Cuba Gooding Jr. is 55, and Christy Turlington, the model, is 54. Also on this day in history, 1967, Ronald Reagan was sworn in as the governor of California. 1935, trial for Bruno Hapnin began in New Jersey. Hapman was found guilty and was deleted by way of the capital form of punishment for red rumming Charles Lindbergh's infant son. God, that's awful. He should have been deleted. He deserved to be deleted. Goodness gracious. Here's one from CNN. Japan Airlines. Japan's in the news a couple times today. A lot of stuff going on over there. Hopefully it distracts them from wailing. Japan Airlines gets burst into flames after colliding with plane at Tokyo's airport. 5 Coast Guard members were killed. Obviously, these are Japanese Coast Guard members. I didn't say American Coast Guard, so we'll just assume they were Tokyo Coast or Japanese Coast Guard. But yeah, that is unfortunate. We're going to link to that so you can go check that out, I think. So I think I'm going to link all these today. Here's one from CNN. Rafael Nadal. This is in our sports segment here. Nadal wins on singles return after one of the toughest years of his career. He's had some injuries he's been dealing with, so I think he took a year off. Just about a year. So he said, I can't predict if my body will allow me to enjoy tennis as much as I enjoyed the past 20 years. Yeah, he's getting older and, it's taking its toll on him probably. But I hope he comes back. I want to see him take on that Alcatraz dude. All right, here's one from Fox News. Oh, by the way, Nadal has a pretty badass boat. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not a super yacht. It's just like the perfect size that he and a couple, his girlfriend or wife or whatever, I don't know his situation, but, he and a couple friends can take the boat out and it's big enough that they could do whatever they want. So it's really cool. Story from Fox News, another Japanese story. Earthquake in Japan deletes at least 48 as officials race to save people trapped in homes, so that number could rise. God dang, that's no good. No good. Another Fox News story. This one's very, very serious. Gisele Bündchen opens up about her decision to ditch alcohol and cigarettes. Yeah, we're good. We're good. We'll just move on. Reuters, South Korea opposition chief stabbed in the neck, recovering after surgery. Yeah, some guy acted like he was going in for an autograph so he could get up and close, and stabbed him in the neck. So he's recovering. Goodness gracious. I don't know much about their politics, but anytime someone's stabbed in the neck is serious. Sheesh. All right. Moving right along here. This one's from TMZ, Roberto Clemente, game-used bat set to hit auction, could fetch $250,000. He's one of my own Pittsburgh athletes. He was a Pirate, which is cool. We're moving right along here. We've got a story from Newsmax. I don't have a whole lot of info on these stories in this segment here, but in this episode, we're just kind of doing headlines. I know I read up on a little, some of them, but uh-oh. Bitcoin climbs above 45,000, first time since April 22. Oh, my God. I am heading out and do you do that? Do you head out to buy Bitcoin? I don't know. You know what I mean? What the hell? Roll the dice. Yeah, you might be able to make a chunk of change. You might lose a chunk of change. Folks, it's that time. It's good news time. So we do that at the end of every episode. But before we do that, I just want to say, email me, chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Subscribe to the show, of course. We need subscriptions. And hit notifications. That way you know when they post, and boom, there you go. You get updated. Brought up to speed on what's going on in the world. All right. This good news story is brought to you by Daily Pause via Chad Summers at the Lunch Show. Nova Scotia couple welcomes a surprising new addition. A green puppy. This is awesome. So I'm just going to read a little bit of this. Not a whole lot. Don't worry. Audrey Rise and Trevor Mosher of Lower Sackville. Isn't that appropriate? Nova Scotia say Sackville, seriously? Say they feared the worst when their female Valley Bulldog, a boxer and a Bulldog hybrid, Freya, gave birth to a black amniotic sac on January 27th. They assumed the puppy inside this oddly colored sac was stillborn because she arrived apart from the other seven healthy pups Freya delivered in clear sacs. And let me remind you, all of this is taking place in Sackville. But then something amazing happened. The puppy started to move. So yeah, out of that odd colored amniotic sac came a green dog, well, puppy. So yeah, this little dog, it's got spots and it's green. Like, overall it's green with black spots. It's hysterical. I don't think I've ever seen a green dog. I really don't. So that is awesome. I don't do the dog thing, but if I did, how cool would that be to have like a green dog, you know? All right, folks, I can't handle the fun. I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you all have a good year. I really do. Hope you build your life or enjoy your life on cruise control if you're retired or something like that. So until the next episode, which will be this Friday, keep pressing on in your life and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.